You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My brother's been in prison for a few years. Says he's found God and changed. Can I trust that? Let's get into it.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you hold me and console me when the old's passed away. No more crying or pain. And you show me how you know me. That is how I know you. Without it through and through. Amen. You give me a guarantee. Cause part of you lives now in me.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
To quote that great Reverend Cleophas,
yes,
I have seen the light.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Come back when you have redeemed yourselves.
Now, could we do this entire show in only Blues Brothers quotes? Yes, many times over. But we do have a question to answer tonight, which we will incorporate the Blues Brothers quotes into, hopefully. Tonight's question comes in thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your question. This week's question says, my brother's been in prison for a few years, says he's found God and changed. Can I trust that? And Glenn, I get you to start us off here, because this is a big part of what we all do in our day jobs and what you've been doing for a long time. So where do we start with this kind of thing?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, we work with guys behind bars and helping them get closer to God. So we know the other side of this equation. But the truth is, I think there is a reason for a healthy amount of suspicion. If you've seen somebody behave in a certain way over a long period of time, it's right to expect that they behave a little different over a period of time before you can sort of credit that to them. I think it's healthy to expect people would earn a little bit of that back and build that back up. So I think the starting point here is to recognize that you're not a bad person just because you have a little bit of healthy skepticism about it.
I think it's a very important point. And Jed, maybe you can pick up for us there, because one of the things about healthy skepticism as opposed to maybe being judgmental is having a bar for when you will accept this.
Yeah,
that's
a
definition of healthy skepticism. Do we have one of those here?
You know, that's a great question. I think we want to be clear, as Glenn is saying, that where you're coming from makes sense. For a lot of people in jail, this is not the first time they've been in trouble. This is not a one-time thing. There's a pattern here. And whenever you're dealing with a pattern of behavior, you have a way of saying, well, there's a history here. There's almost a momentum. So nothing changes on a dime. You know, just life doesn't work that way. So I'm going to want to see some real change lived out before I'm ready to accept that there is a change here. That's healthy. That's fine. As you're saying, being judgmental is to say, I do not believe a change has happened or could happen. You know, always a criminal.
Right.
That is judgment. The truth, of course, that we all know is that change is possible, right? I mean, we believe that as an article of faith, but just in life, people can change. We know that's true. I think the thing that we struggle is we don't have a change-o-meter that we can use to know for sure that a change has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a way that we can have some confidence? Your brother says he's changed, but he's behind bars. You can't look him in the eye, at least not very often. How do we know whether or not a change has really taken place? And given that right this moment we don't know, what do we do with that? I think that's a tough place to be.
It's definitely a tough place to be. The good news is that those are not impossible questions to answer, and they're questions that the people on this show have had varying years and numbers of experience dealing with and answering, and maybe learning some lessons from getting those wrong, which we may get into. But we'll be right back to talk more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give the speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo. God, I'm so impressive.
Back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
We're on a mission from God.
Literally true. And also Jed Brewer.
Don't you blaspheme.
I enjoy that they're almost sound random, but there is connective tissue in all of them. We continue to answer a question that came to the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my brother's been in prison for a few years. He says he's found God and changed. Can I trust that? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed posing a very good question of, in the absence of a changeometer, which I tried plugging my voltmeter onto people, and it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's not.
I thought maybe it'd be like a dual use, but it didn't do anything. And without a kind of quantitative, substantive way to say this is how much a person has changed, how do we evaluate statements like this?
Well, I think we talked previously about having people earn trust, and I think that's absolutely healthy and good and important. The truth is, just like the Blues Brothers movie that we're quoting, sometimes people set out to do the right thing, but it's kind of messy. It doesn't look just right from the beginning.
Destroy a couple hundred Ford Fairlanes along the way.
That's right. The truth is that time will tell on those things, and it's okay to say, well, let's give this person a chance to show us one way or the other. But it is on that other person to demonstrate a little bit of consistency. We can be patient. We should be patient with a messy process that's sort of gradual and takes time and isn't perfect from the beginning. But it is important for us to recognize that people do make changes and that even though it is messy, it is real.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. But, Jed, how do we look at something like this and differentiate that reality between this is someone who is making changes, that's a little messy, they're growing in that, versus this is someone who is misrepresenting the situation to me?
Man, that's a great question. Well, let's start where we're at today. We imagine a letter says, I've found God and I've changed. Can you know 100% for sure whether or not that's true? Not today, you can't. No. And that sucks. That's a bad place to be. It's kind of unfair to you. So let's look at what we can do. Glenn is right. Love is a gift. Love is always something that we give to other people. They don't earn love. If you've earned it, it's not love. But trust is always something other people have to earn. There are no exceptions to that. If someone hasn't earned it, it's not trust, kind of by definition. If someone demonstrates they can be relied on to act a certain way consistently, we now trust them in that arena. That's how that works. So what we can do in terms of moving forward is, because you love your brother, you can create opportunities for him to earn some trust. Which is another way of saying create opportunities where he can demonstrate that he has changed. That's actually something that we do a lot of in our work with people is we don't just give them trust because that wouldn't be trust and it's not fair to them, but we do create opportunities for them to demonstrate change, for them to earn some trust. I think the thing that we need to look at is what would that look like practically speaking for you and your brother in the situation that you're in?
Absolutely. The other thing we've learned from doing that in our day job is the person who has really changed is really putting the effort rarely minds that they have to earn trust. They accept that as part. When someone jumps immediately to, well, what? It's like that, and you don't forgive me? And I thought, that's not all 100%, but often an indication that they're trying to get away with something. Another reason that's a great place to start. And we'll be back to talk a little bit more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Pain. Nothing is lost and no one is to blame.
Loud.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
We're glad you could all join us here at the Palace Hotel Ballroom.
So joining us, Jed Brewer.
It's the best movie ever made, man.
That's what I think.
Three Orange Whips. We are continuing to answer the question, not about the Blues Brothers, but if you'd like to write in a question to thebridgeloud@gmail.com about the Blues Brothers.
Man, would that make me angry.
I think the chances of that getting answered would be very, very high. But this week's question, which is also a good question, says, my brother's been in prison for a few years. He says he's found God and changed. Can I trust that? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed putting forth the very good idea that we need to give someone a chance to prove change has happened in practical ways. That can be a little difficult when they're behind bars. Obviously, it's harder to have face-to-face conversations. Like I said, you've been doing this for a long time. Where would you start with that?
Well, I think it is fair if you're dealing with someone who's kind of messed up and messed up with you, betrayed your trust, and caused damage to that relationship. I think it is fair for you to sort of define what sort of changes you would like to see them make and what sort of changes would be meaningful in the relationship that you have with them. So that might be putting forth, I'm glad that you're making changes, but, you know, this is a thing that's caused problems between us. If you're working on stuff, maybe start there because that would make a big difference in our relationship. I think that is fair. You don't want to necessarily put that out there like, you better change that or I won't care about the rest of it. But it is good to sort of maybe give them a positive challenge of here's an area to work on.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. And Jed, maybe you can flesh that out a little more because I think people who haven't done this may not have a good sense of that, of giving someone a challenge to rise to or, as Glenn's saying, something they can flesh out versus just, I think some people would think this may come as a binary, either I have to buy this wholeheartedly or dismiss it.
Sure, absolutely. So what Glenn is saying is spot on. Here's a practical way that could work out. You know, plenty of people really struggle with selfishness. All they want to do is talk about them. Every conversation is about them, what's up with them. So write your brother back and say, I'm glad things are going well. I'm glad that, you know, the God thing is helping. I'm glad you've changed. You know, the old you only ever talked about you whenever we connected. You never asked me how I'm doing. You never asked how Cindy's doing. You never asked about the kids. Next time we connect on the phone, given that you have changed, I'm really looking forward to you asking me how I am doing and how my wife is doing and how the kids are doing. I am looking forward to having that conversation and you asking about that. Then see what happens. A person that is attempting to change will attempt to ask about those people. A person who is either not changed or is not really attempting to change will not. And it's not exactly a big deal either way, but if he does ask about them, then this is a person who's on a journey of change. There may be a million miles yet to go, and we're not prepared to just give them the keys to our house, but we want to say they have earned some trust. They are making an effort. We want to give them that small amount of trust that they've earned and say, what would be the one next deeper step we could take now that they have earned one small unit of trust?
Fantastic point. Also, don't just jump to giving people the keys to your house.
That's a bad idea.
That's a bad first step.
Yeah.
That comes from much later on. We'll be back with more about this right here on The Bridge
Live.
Tell me you
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Insert Blues Brothers quote here.
Thank you. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Oh, that's very disappointing.
Yeah. Don't worry. I got one.
Oh, okay.
We're going to fly it in later.
Can you answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com? It says, my brother's been in prison for a few years. Says he found God and changed. Can I trust that? It's an excellent point. We've been talking a lot about kind of the ins and outs of that. Now, maybe when your brother gets out and he has changed, you'll be able to take him for a nice lunch. Maybe you'll get your usual order of a whole fried chicken and a Coke.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that go down a little smoother? Maybe that dry white toast would go a little better with some secret sauce.
You know what? That was just very well done. And to that I say, the secret sauce!
And Jed and Glenn, on top of being one of the world's foremost Blues Brothers historians,
yes,
you've also been doing this a long time. You've dealt with people who have been in jail. You've dealt with people who have been in jail and made life-changing transformations that, to not meet this person would be unbelievable. It would be incredulous to believe a human being could change this much. And you've dealt with not that.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, here's the reality. I have found God and I have changed. But here's the thing. I'm still a pretty terrible Christian. I need a lot of work. It's still pretty messy. And I've been at it for a few decades now. So I'm not asking for anybody to, you know, throw me a parade off of how great a Christian I am. I'm a work in progress, and it takes a great deal of time. And I think it's important for you to have that viewpoint about it and for them to have that viewpoint about it. They're talking about their changes. The truth is, it's a gradual process. It's step by step, day by day. And to recognize that just because this person still does mess up in certain ways, that doesn't mean that they're wrong about that. But it also means if they're presenting themselves as it's a whole new me, you have a good reason to be skeptical about that.
Yeah, and Jed, I think that you guys have both made great points tonight about being skeptical, not as a judgment or not as a bad thing, but the healthiness of that. And maybe you can close that with building on that a little more.
Sure, absolutely. Here's where we get, I think, confused and get in trouble is when we feel like if I love someone, I can't be skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just wrong. It's just not true. Love and skepticism don't have anything to do with each other. I can love you fully even as I'm extremely skeptical of what you're doing and how you're doing it. The truth is you can love your brother and you can believe in your brother even when he's not changing at all. That's the amazing thing about love. Even when he's getting worse, you can actually still love him just as much and believe in him just as much. We want to save the idea of trust for when it's earned. Otherwise, it's not trust. But, you know, God is that same way in our own lives. God loves us and believes in us even when we're going in the wrong direction. God loves us and believes in us even when we don't deserve any trust. He wants to wait to bring certain good things in our lives until we can be trusted to handle them. But he loves us and believes in us even at our worst. And we know that's true for you with your brother.
We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin.